Dean Richards now with entertainment news. Good morning, Dean. What has been the reaction to Jimmy Kimmel's return so far?
I think most people were pleased with the response. I haven't heard any negative comments about it. He was conciliatory. He was serious at times. He was got very emotional and almost cried several times. And as you might expect from Jimmy Kimmel, also silly during the 20-minute monologue that he did explaining, you know, what just happened. Take a listen.
That was pretty good.
It was. There were some very funny moments. There were some very touching moments where he talked about he had no intention whatsoever to point the finger at anyone for the death that took place. He talked a lot about freedom of speech.
Yeah.
How talk show hosts and journalists from other countries reached out to him and said to him they wished that they had the kind of freedom that we have to say what we want, think what we want, especially in media,
mm-hmm.
where in a lot of countries it literally could be a death sentence. So he very interestingly talked about, the freedom of speech could be the first thing that the left and right actually agree on, because he talked about how a lot of conservatives reached out to him and disagree with a lot of what he says, but defend his right to say it. So it's a very interesting point in history.
I like what he said about his show not being important.
Yeah.
He got to the point pretty well, I thought,
and
mixed in some good humor with it. John Mulaney was at the Cubs game last night, made an announcement, and this is a first, isn't it?
It is. John Mulaney, comedian John Mulaney, Chicago's very own, made the announcement while he was up in the press box that he will be performing at Wrigley Field next year. It's the first time ever that a comedian is going to be doing stand-up comedy at Wrigley Field. I don't even ever remember comedians working in outdoor venues like this. I'm sure it's happened before.
It's rare, yeah.
But, to what's capacity there? 30, 40,000? I'm sure I'll sell it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be next year. Tickets are not on sale yet, but that's a pretty big deal. I mean, normally you get, Foo Fighters or, the biggest bands in the world. First time ever for a stand-up comedian. I'm sure especially poignant for him, being from Chicago, to be able to play at Wrigley Field.
How did Leo High School do last night?
Well, their performance was great, as always. We'll find out today. The voting is now ended. And they will announce whether or not they win this $1 million prize that a lot of people feel like they have a pretty good chance at taking. They are a very, very talented bunch of young people. So the Leo High School could wind up a lot richer after tonight's episode on NBC.
And Dean now will tell us what there is to watch this week.
Yeah, first entertainment breaking news during that commercial break. They just released the first footage for the second half of the Wicked musical that was a huge hit at the box office last year. They broke it up into two parts. Second part is expected to come out around Thanksgiving time. And the very first footage has just been released. So if you are a Wicked fan, and Bob, I know you are. I know you are Team Elphaba.
Can't get enough.
I know you love your musicals.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer is up on YouTube. You can take a look at it there. In the meantime, though, if you want to watch something on home video, the Superman movie that was such a big hit this summer is flying into your home. It's begun streaming now on HBO Max. Sylvester Stallone is out with season 3 of his series Tulsa King. That one is streaming on Paramount Plus. On Netflix, we've got something that is called The House of Guinness, about a power struggle that breaks out between the heirs of the Guinness brewery fortune. Netflix, I said. That starts streaming tomorrow. On Hulu, season 2 of the high school comedy The English Teacher is out this week. We've also got Ethan Hawke in a new series that's called The Lowdown. It co-stars Peter Dinklage and Kyle MacLachlan. Story about conspiracy and murder in a new mystery series on Apple TV Plus, season 5 of Slow Horses. That's the Gary Oldman series where he's leading a group of dysfunctional British intelligence agents trying to defend the UK from international espionage. Also this week, there is Wayward that is beginning streaming tomorrow on Netflix. Toni Collette stars in this one. A sheriff taking a disturbing look into a charismatic leader's school for troubled teens. And something that I've always wanted to learn more about, now I can. A new documentary that's out this week that's called Lilith Fair, Building a Mystery, that includes over 600 hours. It's not a 600-hour documentary, but it includes never-before-seen footage of 600 hours of available footage about the famous women's music festival from the 1990s, the Lilith Fair. And that is on Hulu and also on Disney Plus. Speaking of Disney Plus, you know, Jimmy Kimmel had a pretty funny joke last night about renewing your Disney Plus and Hulu subscriptions. And good news, just in time for a rate increase. Doesn't seem like that would be. Seems like that's a little bit ill-timed.
Who is the genius who said, let's go ahead with our rate hike? This is a perfect time to do it.
Perfect time. People are dropping our series, our streaming platforms like crazy to get them to come back. Let's raise the prices on it all. So it's a kind of a detailed structure that I won't go into, but if you're a Hulu or Disney Plus fan, take a look. Your bill is about to go up.
What's on TV on WGN TV in about an hour?
Well, I'm going to be doing my little cooking like we do every Wednesday. It's going to be a nice day today, but you know the cooler autumn weather is right around the corner. And I love a bowl of French onion soup.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite things in the world. And I put a little different twist on it. Today I'm making French onion soup. Surprisingly easy to make, by the way. But I'm putting gnocchi in it instead of, you know, normally you put a piece of Italian bread or something in it. And you top it with the Gruyere cheese. I'm putting a gnocchi, the potato dumplings, right into the soup. So it's like a French onion potato soup almost. Then I'm putting the cheese. I'm going to melt the cheese on top of it. And, you know, I like it when the cheese melts all over the cup.
Oh, yeah. Then you peel it off the side of the bowl.
Peel it off and somebody else, you know, gets to clean that mug or that bowl.
Yummy.
I think of that for everything now. It's like, okay, if I do this, I'm going to have to wash this.
You don't have people who can handle that for you?
Yeah, my people are, they've been on strike for quite a long time now. I'm very difficult to work with, as you might imagine.
They'll be watching, as always. Talk to you tomorrow.